Novos.
The Novos. Tyler.
Crevo.
Tyler and Crevo. Feel
good Friday.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Friday.
Oh, how good is a Friday?
Oh, I'm feeling excellent.
Bit meh with the weather, though.
Yeah, but whatever. You know what? You can't let that ruin your mood.
Yeah, you're right. Or ruin your Friday in general.
Definitely not. You've got something to show me, apparently.
I do.
You're like, oh my God.
My Crocs came in the mail.
Are they
finally
platform Crocs?
They are platform Crocs.
They are even more ridiculous.
And they're celery. That's the colour. The name of the colour.
See, you wear the everything about it is like, wow. Do you wear the strap forward like that?
Yes, but then if I want to go into sports mode, I put it in the back.
Sports mode?
And then I can run without them coming off.
Sports mode?
It's called sports mode. You know how, like, in your
car?
Is
that officially called that?
Yeah.
Or is that what you call?
No, it's what it's called.
Oh, my God. They
versatile.
Are
versatile.
Lame on top of lame.
They're the best. They're so comfortable.
And you're wearing socks as well,
yeah,
with
it? Because you know that it is Antarctica in this studio at the Sandgate Bunker, so I need some warmth.
Do you love Crocs, Jess?
Negative. There were so many people wearing Crocs in New Zealand, and I was like,
Jess,
this country
why?
Is so backward.
That's because they are trendy. I'm a trendsetter. I have been known to start trends in the past.
When? What trend have you ever started?
I actually, you know how when scrunchies started to make a comeback, I actually started wearing a scrunchie before it was cool. Mum's like, excuse me, I used to wear those in the 90s. Now scrunchies are a thing.
How?
I'm just sending you a photo, Jess.
They are so, they're so tragic.
No,
it's ridiculous.
Not. They're so comfortable. They are convenient.
This celery colour is like,
celery, it looks like baby poop or wee.
I beg
or
your
something.
Pardon, it's take that back.
Or like your nan's faded old like sweater vest or something. Ridiculous.
Oh, Tyler.
You can besmirch my Crocs all you like. I will wear them every day just to nick yours both off.
Okay.
And everyone else in the building that doesn't like them.
Have you put them on our Instagram yet?
No, would you like me to?
Yeah, with a poll, hot or not.
Yeah, okay, done. I'll do that.
That's
right
how we decide
there.
Everything forever. You're waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo, and of course, a full catch up with Jess to go deeper with those local news headlines next.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
And Jess, the Jets still haven't given up on the idea of playing in the playoffs at the end of this season?
No, so they've improved, definitely improved. They went from, like, losing 7 out of 9 games earlier this season to winning their last few and drawing a couple of them as well. So they're doing better and better. They haven't actually featured in playoffs or a grand final since the 2017-18 season.
That's a long time.
Yeah, we actually hosted the grand final for that particular season, but we lost to Melbourne Victory. So
in front of a home crowd,
which hurts even more. So hopefully we are making a good stead in hopefully getting there this year. We are playing Western United tomorrow. Western United are at the bottom of the ladder, but we're on the same points. We've been saying all season that all the teams are so, so close. A win or a loss can put you like up into the top 5 or right down the bottom because there's only like, you know, 5-6 points separating everyone.
Yeah, so where are we sitting on the ladder now?
We're about in the middle, I think.
Okay, so it could go either way.
It could go either way.
Gee, cool. I hope we win.
I know. Good luck. Good luck to the Jets indeed. Switching gears rather, the container terminal is coming up against another challenge, is it? What's going on there?
No, so this has been going on for a while. So the federal court yesterday, they've dismissed an appeal that the ACCC made against New South Wales ports. We've spoken before about the fact that the state government signed an agreement for like a 50-year deed that would see the Port of Newcastle have to compensate two other ports in New South Wales if we took on containers and shipping containers in and out of the Port of Newcastle. So yesterday, the federal court dismissed an appeal by the ACCC. The ACCC lodged an appeal after a decision went against them, which said that port deeds thing, locking the Port of Newcastle container terminal into paying other terminals, was anti-competitive.
Well,
so
it seems like instinctively you'd go, yeah, that is anti-competitive. It's like if you opened a petrol station, you don't have to pay other petrol stations in your area
Because
you've opened. Like, that's absolute insanity.
Exactly.
So is that, that is now not happening, right? Surely Newcastle doesn't have to pay all the other ports forever.
Well, no, and the whole Federal Court ACCC thing kind of becomes a bit of a moot point because of the legislation that the state government put through towards the end of last year from Lake Macquarie MP Greg Piper that opened up the port to be a container terminal. So it's kind of like just the end of the container deed debacle.
Right, so that whole thing that was a big problem before is now no longer a problem.
No, it got fixed by another route.
Okay. Okay.
My brain did not want to compute this whole thing this morning.
Yeah, I don't think mine has, and I'm very sorry. But
I apologise.
I'm sure maybe another day we'll learn. Maybe. I'll learn.
Interesting. Oh, well, look, hey, all I can say is hopefully that port can get up and running ASAP.
Yeah.
Because it's just going to be better for everyone.
Oh, 100%.
So, I mean, and hopefully they have less, you know, less challenges.
Mm, how, exactly.
How ridiculous. Hey, up next, Tyler, aliens in our area.
No way.
This is apparently what's going on. Now, you're a bit of a believer, aren't you?
I think so, but it's got to be some pretty solid evidence.
Okay, so we'll be sussing out how much of a believer you are.
Okay.
By looking at a little local video of possibly aliens in our area. As you're waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo on 105.3 New FM, and video footage has emerged of what looks like floating lights over Fletcher.
Oh, only recently?
Yeah, just the other day, yeah. So this is obviously, if you're in the area, you probably saw it. I mean, this was, like, over the last couple of days, and somebody's videoed it, and look, they are floating lights. Now, you just had a look at it. What are your thoughts on it? How would you describe it, Tyler?
That looks like some UFOs cutting some hot donuts.
Now, do you, in general, like, are you a believer in UFOs?
I reckon I am.
Have you ever seen or had any experiences that lead you down this path?
No, but I'm just, I don't think that we are the only living beings in this whole, what is it called? Galaxy space?
Yeah. Oh, look, I totally agree with that. However, I don't think they've ever been here. I think it's space is so big. It's so statistically unlikely that they were in Fletcher the other night. That
you
never
know.
I just don't think it happened. Now,
I also think they would have taken one look at humankind and been like, they're a bunch of idiots. Let's not go anywhere near them.
I don't think they've even had a look.
We'll explain the floating lights in the sky.
There's some comments on this video.
I did see the
Now,
comments.
These comments, I'll read some of them, and I reckon one of these is probably it, if it's up to me.
Okay.
Could it be from Maitland Show?
No. Too far away.
This floating clouds, they're just spotlights from the ground hitting the clouds.
No. What kind of spotlights? What,
you know.
From where?
Here, let me tell you. This is another comment that likely explains it. Has anyone ever pointed a torch up at night?
Yeah, but that has got to be a bloody damn strong torch.
Spotlights in the clouds, somebody else says.
Nah.
So everyone's leaning towards just spotlights pointing at the clouds, but you're saying
it's an alien.
It's definitely aliens.
Yep.
Okay, well, is the truth out there in Fletcher? Possibly.
Explain otherwise.
Unlikely.
I dare you.
Spotlights is what I reckon it
aliens
is.
Aliens for sure.
Okay. Jesse next to the Hunter's 100% local newsroom. Let's check your traffic. Happy Friday, everyone. If you're just joining us, welcome. Up next, we are, I cannot believe this, revisiting from yesterday when we found out whether other people in Newcastle also do that, the habit that Tyler does of licking their phone charger with their tongue.
We do it all the time.
You do it all the time.
No.
It's not an everyone thing.
Adele from Boolaroo.
That's
Matt
right.
From Port Stevens.
Hello from the other side.
We're all part of the licking crew.
Well, that's that just sounds like your own special party. Anyway, we'll find out more about it next. Waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo on 105.3 New FM. Yesterday, we unpacked the unusual habit that Tyler has. Are you a bit weird and lick the phone charger before you plug it into your phone to see if it's got power through it, like Tyler does.
I do, all the time, every time.
I just can't get my head around why you think that's a good idea. And we are putting it out there to see if anyone else in Newcastle does this.
Yeah, we're on the hunt for anyone that enjoys licking the charger before putting it in.
They like the little tingle on the tongue.
And we've got Adele in Beresfield up first. Hey, Adele.
Hey.
Very well. Now tell us, do you lick the charger?
I do. I like to be very temperamental, and sometimes you just got to give it a good lick.
Yep. And do you like, describe what it feels like for you, the little tingle on the tongue.
It's like when you lick the top of the battery, but just not as strong.
Yep. You're right, actually.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Through there, let's go.
Oh, my God. Are you a fully grown adult?
Yes.
Oh, my God. It's so weird. Anyway, you and Tyler in the Power Chord Licking Club. Congratulations on the new album.
I will say, though, I actually haven't attempted to lick a battery. I thought that was pretty dangerous.
Well, you roll the dice with a power cable every day, so why not just mix it up? Let's meet Matt up next. How's Port Stephens this morning?
Wet.
There's a lot of that around. Now, are you rolling the dice with your life as well and licking on cables?
Yeah.
What?
You know what else is good? Bring in the muscle stimulators.
Pardon?
What are they?
The muscle stimulators, the, like, muscle electrified thing, so to stimulate your muscles.
Yeah, like the TENS machines.
That's what you're doing on your tongue, and it feels amazing.
Yeah, you're right, actually. Do you do this every day, Matt?
More than once a day, because I charge my phone more than once a day. So that's a bonus for me.
What, does it not ruin the phone as well, like getting all your saliva in there?
No, I don't like slobber it.
Yeah, it's just a little tap on the tongue, creeper. We're not pashing the bloody...
We'll have to give you, like, a demonstration on how to do it properly. Creeper.
I was doing it yesterday. I don't have a charger cord in front of me now, but see, there are other people in Newcastle that lick the chargers. Nothing wrong with this.
Unbelievable. I just think there is something wrong with it.
There's nothing wrong with this until maybe 10, 20, 30 years down the track and we've got some kind of like...
Growth on your tongue?
Probably. Or some kind of disease and they're like, you know what? Do you lick your phone charger? We're like, yeah. Oh, well, you've got a week left to live, unfortunately.
Oh, no. Tyler and Crevo on 105.3 New FM. How'd you hurt your bits is the question we asked yesterday. And, God, we got some funny people calling the show. Here's how it all went down. How'd you hurt your bits after Liam Ellis is this adult film actor and apparently he was doing some actions and it stabbed at the wrong point and it fractured.
Did you say there was a snap?
There was a snap fracture, which if untreated apparently can lead it to being permanently curved and dysfunctional.
Some people like it.
You got very excited at that.
No, I just...
You like a bend in the road, do you?
A curve can't always isn't always a bad thing.
Yeah, okay. Good to know.
But I mean, if it's a fractured curve...
Well, yeah, and dysfunction. You don't want permanent dysfunction.
No, I don't think the girls will like the dysfunction
either. No, not at all.
I mean, there's a lot of dysfunction in other parts that some women tend to like, but that's another conversation for another day, isn't it?
It certainly is. Let's leave that there. Let's go to the phones and find out how'd you hurt your bits?
We've got Joe in Cessnock up first. Hey, Joe.
Good morning.
Now tell us, how'd you hurt your bits?
Well, back in the 80s when it was safe to jump on everything and climb on everything, the fences back in the schools were like that round, hard metal with just the poles holding it up and walking along, balancing along that. Slipped, landed on me bit, and the pain, it bled, it did everything.
It bled?
Yeah.
Oh, bruised?
I think so. All I have is memories of being in sick bay at school and being in a lot of pain with a lot of mess.
Now, I've just to describe what Tyler's doing right now, she's actually poking her eyes, both of her eyes, and has them shut, just imagining the pain.
Joe.
Did you get days off school?
I think so. Okay, it was so long ago, but yeah, I remember the pain.
Any
is what
fractures?
I mostly remember. Not that I remember, no. I don't think they, you know, back then you just, you know, dealt with it, got on with life. But
yeah, life
I don't remember
on.
Going to a hospital.
Suck it up, Joe. That's probably what they said.
Can I tell you, I've once copped a chopping board to the joots, and I feel like, Joe, it could be the same thing.
Well, you got to put your weight behind it. That's the problem.
Oh,
Because you fell from such a height.
Oh.
Yep.
Anyway.
Jesus.
Wow, is all I can say. And be careful when walking on top of fences.
Or don't do it at all.
Yeah, that.
Bits could get hurt.
Simon in Adamstown Heights, did your helmet hurt?
Oh, let me tell you. About 40-odd years ago, and I was still living in Sydney, I was having a surf at South Kilkeel.
Yeah.
And as I duck dived through a wave, mm-hmm. a clump of blue bottles has gone down my board shorts.
No.
Now, back in those days, I used to surf commando.
Oh, my God.
So, wrapped around the old fella, and I've never experienced anything like it.
And did you get, like, scarred?
Nah. But I'll tell you, I was crooked for about 3 days after.
Really?
Did you have to pull them off?
Well, what else?
That's not an appropriate question, is it?
That wouldn't be the first time.
True. Well, you said it.
True.
1, 2, 3.
With Tyler and Crevo on New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
All right, this is very simple. You've got to figure out what the theme is between the three things that we give you. Your name's your buzzer. First of two, best of three. And, of course, the winner gets $50 worth of free petrol.
And everyone needs it these days, don't they?
Oh, God. Anything for free at the moment is good stuff. Let's meet our contestants this morning.
We've got Carol, who was our runner-up from yesterday. Hey, Carol.
Hi, how are you?
Very well. You ready to take out a win today?
Oh, my God. I'm literally driving to work and my fuel light's on and I have to drive to Sydney later. So
oh, dear.
Yes, I am.
So you need it.
Otherwise, you'll run out on the M1.
Not ideal.
I don't want to do that.
No. Nah. Okay. All right. Next is Shay in Cessnock. How are you?
I'm good.
Very good, thanks. Oh, geez. Bit of trouble hearing you there, but that's all right. Let's test buzzers. Carol first.
Hello.
Good.
Solid.
Shay, let's test your buzzer.
Shay.
Oh, strong.
Solid two.
That's all we need.
All right, girls, are we ready for our first one?
Yep.
All right. Yep. Don't forget your name's your buzzer. Sundays, Essie, OPI.
Carol,
what is it?
Nail polish.
That is correct. Well done. One on the board.
1 point to Carol. Next one. Miller's Uprising Grumpy Baker.
Carol?
Yep.
Hit us, Carol.
Is it like bakeries or bread? I don't know.
Bakeries. A little bit more info. Nah, too long. It's bakeries in Newcastle is what we're after there.
All right. Okay. Next one. As it was, music at a sushi restaurant, watermelon sugar.
Carol,
what was it?
Sure is. Awesome. Good stuff. $50 worth of fuel, all yours. You're going to make it to Sydney, thank God. I was really worried about you broken down, calling the NRMA, all that sort of
thing. Calling us.
I know. Can we please have it? Shay, can we get you back Monday as runner-up?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, awesome. Good. Of course. I love that.
Awesome. Well, that means... What's it called? Three of a kind. Back Monday. Free fuel.
Exactly. We're just helping Novocastrians. That's what it's all about. You're waking up with the Novos here at New FM. Let's check your traffic. Waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo on 105.3 New FM.
So, Crevo, what I would now call a piece of Australian culture we've discovered is no good for us.
Oh, no. What's happened? What do we have to give up?
Doctors have warned that doing a shoey can give us gastro. Which is something you don't want after a night out on the froth, is it?
Oh, not at all. Now, how often do you do a shooey? Like, every time you're out or no?
Never.
Never. Me neither.
I've never been in a situation where I've been encouraged to do one.
I think they're disgusting.
You reckon?
I don't get it.
I get it. It's funny. We're bogans. People think it's enjoyable to watch. People love watching people like Harry Styles do it.
Well, okay.
It's now been ingrained into Australian culture for the better, up until now.
If I was Harry Styles and I went to a shoey, I'd put a secret, like, lining in the shoe so it was safe.
That's for pussies.
You can do a shoey as much as you want. I think they're the most foul thing on the planet.
So, speaking of Harry Styles, this is what has kind of...
Did he get gastro from it?
No, but after he necked a Bev on stage in Perth, doctors have seen it and said, we're kind of worried about this because you could get a case of the runny bum.
Well, it's just, well, how about how gross it is?
Well, this
that's
is,
where your foot goes, your foot on your bottom of your foot.
Yeah, but you would hope that you the foot on the bottom of your foot.
Yeah.
You'd be hoping that the foot that goes into the shoe is clean, right? And you're only drinking from the inside.
Do you reckon your feet don't sweat or smell?
No. I've got perfect little tootsies.
I dare you to sniff your own Birkenstocks. Because they are absolutely feral, those shoes, those old gross sandals.
But you can't do a shoey out of a Birkenstock. I can do a shoey out of my new Crocs that I'm wearing today.
Don't do it today because they're too clean.
They smell fresh.
Yeah, because you just bought them yesterday.
So there's this doctor, right? His name's Vincent Ho. He has said, although the shoey is super popular.
One of the great hoes.
Yeah, well, you said it. He said it's very popular, but it's not the best way to neck a beer because he's done a study. Way back in 2018, he did this study to get the science behind the shoey and examined all a variety of shoes and booze to see how putrid it actually really is. He said his research found that the alcohol levels in most drinks just dampen or neutralize the bacteria in your shoe, so you're good, except if you're doing a shoey with sparkling wine. He said the sparkling wine encourages more bacteria to grow because of the sugar content.
That's gross.
I couldn't imagine sculling champagne, but if I'm going to scull it, I'm going to be doing it out of a shoe.
Oh, good to know.
But that's going to increase your chances of gastro. So, I mean, I've already got bad gut issues, so it's just a normal day in my life.
Yeah, there's a video we'll put on Instagram, drink responsibly.
But if you're scared of getting gastro, my suggestion, don't be doing any shoeys anytime soon. Also, maybe do it because if you're not, you're not Australian.
Red hot tip.
Tyler and Crevo, the Novos.
Novos. The home of Feel Good Fridays.
From New FM.
Now, of course, after seven, our trivia check has jackpot to $700.
Imagine getting your greasy mitts on that just before the weekend. Just a big stack of 50s, 14 of them right there.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Very, very handy.
What are you doing with $700?
$700. What can I? You know what? I'd spend a lot. Ties Hill Cellars, cheese shop, little deli run.
Mm-hmm.
Just make myself the ultimate charcuterie board.
Nice.
That's a bit fancy, isn't it?
It is very fancy.
Fill the car up. I mean, you still got money left over, don't you?
Yeah, you would.
Nice meal, pub meal, counter meal. For lunch.
Surf and turf.
Yes.
Go all out.
Oh, why not? Surf and turf.
Oh.
Get out.
Are you joking?
Anyway, trivia check. That's to come. Get your hands on that if you can.
After seven.
Next, though, we're talking worksite stuff-ups. So if you've had a big one, have a think about it, because you might want to bring your story to the table, swap it for a price. So that's sort of the way we do that kind of
Simple.
Thing in New FM. We're talking about worksite stuff-ups. If you've had one or one of the blokes or girls on the site has stuffed up big time, we want to hear your stories. 4967-4105. We head to Mayfield for this one, where there's the newer Porto/BP development going in.
And I feel like this has been getting built for at least the last 10 years.
It's been a long time.
Hasn't it?
A long time coming. There's people even, like I saw on a Facebook group, people are supposed to have started shifts already at a Porto.
Oh, and it's not open yet.
Not open yet.
Oh,
so,
how annoying.
There's a couple of comments on like the post from when that big geyser of water shot up.
That was the other day, earlier in the week, wasn't it?
I think somebody might have, you know, put a shovel through a water line or something.
Silly.
I have no idea how it happened, but it might have been something like that.
And something else happened with their driveway as well, didn't it?
Yeah, so they put in new curb and guttering where there was supposed to be a driveway, so they had to dig it up and put it back in again.
God. That's an expensive mistake too, isn't it?
Oh, very, especially on a busy main road because you've got all temporary fencing height. You've got to, like, there's be council regulation on how that curb's got to sit and the line up and all that sort of stuff. If you're the person that does that,
gee, you're in
trouble. Well, no, it's just like imagine the meeting with the boss. You know,
but
like,
also how embarrassing.
You know, we put that curb in on Monday. Yeah.
Put it in the wrong spot.
In the wrong spot. That's where the driveway's meant to be.
So that means we're going to have to dig her up.
Oh.
Start again.
What a pain. I don't know how much that would cost. Thousands.
Yeah.
Thousands.
And time.
Exactly. You're putting this the whole project back.
4967-4105. If you've been the one to make a worksite stuff up, let us know. Especially, and also, if you've seen it on the work site as well, I'm sure there'd be some bloody doozies.
Especially an expensive one.
Yeah.
Because you never forget that. And if someone else did the expensive one, we want to hear about it because you can dob them in here.
We will hook you up with some movie tickets, four tickets, in fact, to Reading Cinemas in Charlestown. If you just call us and share one of your work site stuff ups on 4967 4105.
Give us a call now. We'll get them on the air next. New FM. You're waking up with the Novo's Tyler and Creevo on 105.3 New FM. Worksite stuff-ups. Have you seen them? Were you part of one after the Mayfield BP / Porto's had a couple of hurdles on its building project? They'll get there in the end.
I'm sure
they'll be a great institution.
Looked like a water park the other day.
I know. And Mayfield needs more petrol stations. That's what I've always thought.
You reckon?
Yeah. Let's go to the phones and find out about your worksite stuff-ups.
We've got Bobby in Rutherford up first. Hey, Bobby.
How's it going?
Good, mate. Now tell us, have you witnessed a worksite stuff-up before?
I've witnessed many of them.
Yes.
Now, more along the lines of the plumbing side of things. Now, when it comes to doing domestic houses and that, don't work for McDonald Jones. Not McDonald Jones per se, but some of the plumbers.
Oh, okay. So McDonald Jones would be a perfectly good company, and I'm sure they're lovely, especially when they sponsor the show. But a couple of plumbers you've experienced along the way, what happened?
Now, what happened is there's plumbers do certain parts of the houses as they progress along. So
yeah. They
do the drains.
Yep.
Slab goes down. Now, when I was working there, we'd come along after the slab goes down, and when the frame's up, we do the rough in. So all the pipes in the walls and that, we connect the water up.
Yeah, classic bit of roughing.
Yeah. So when we come in to do that, and you can see the drains coming out of slab are like 900 in bedroom four.
In a bedroom floor?
In bedroom four. So
okay.
Like the drains are in a completely wrong spot. Some of them, the odd ones are out, but some of them, there's been houses where the drains are all out completely.
Wow, geez. You know what? That's just a couple of plumbers doing a really rough job. If you've got drains in the bedroom, something's wrong.
I think that's wrong. All I took away from Bobby was that there were drains in the bedroom, and I don't think that's where they're supposed to be.
Nah, and you know what? That's nothing against McDonald Jones. I don't think that's them. I think that's a couple of bad contractors
dodgy plumbers
along the way.
Let's go to Karen out the valley next. Hey, Karen.
Hey.
Good. Now tell us, have you witnessed a worksite stuff up before?
Yes, sure have.
What happened?
5 years ago, we were getting a pool installed in our house.
Yeah.
Crane lifted it over.
Yeah.
Fell on the house.
Through the roof?
Through the roof. Through in my lounge.
No!
Were you sitting on the lounge at the time?
No, we were outside watching.
My God.
That is extraordinary. Both of us are in shock at the moment. Now, tell us, like, what happens next if something like that happens?
You go for a swim in the living room, right?
Sorry?
You go for a swim in the living room.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. I looked at my wife. I looked at her. She looked at me. We just turned away. We were speechless.
Oh.
I looked at the guy in the crane, and I tell you what, I could have called him all the names under the sun.
Oh. My God. So what's the cleanup like on this, Karen? Like,
how did you get
the pool out?
They had to replace the whole house.
That's a big job.
Mm-hmm. We got a brand new house out of it.
I mean,
could be worse off. Were you happy with that overall in the end?
Oh, look, we lost a lot. We really did. We lost everything.
Yeah.
That's a big headache. Have you got the pool in now safe and sound, though, Karen?
Yeah, pool's in, but we sold the property and moved.
I don't blame you. I feel like it's a bit of a curse to live in there after that.
Oh, I tell you, it was horrible. It was just an experience,
So lucky that no one was hurt, though, right? Oh, my gosh.
I don't think you can beat that.
You cannot beat that. Pull through the house.
Through the whole house.
Who's fronting the bill for dropping the pool in a house?
There'd be so many people pointing fingers at everyone else, wouldn't
there?
Unbelievable story.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
$700 could be all yours for a feel-good Friday.
700 bones, that's a lot.
I know. And all you have to do is answer one question
that's
correctly.
It. I've never heard of a more simple game in Newcastle.
Neither have I. And all you have to do, this is probably the hardest part, is remembering the phone number.
Yeah, that's probably...
4967-4105. Just gave it to you. 4967-4105.
That's the hardest thing you'll have to do.
Answer one question correctly and $700 is instantly yours.
Call now. We're doing it next.
Sure are. You're waking up with the Bonobos, New FM.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novos Trivia Check.
Yes, $700.
Just one question separates you and the money.
How good is that for a Friday?
Oh, it doesn't get any simpler. In fact, there's no, like, complicated stuff you have to do. Just answer a question, get money.
I would go to a bougie restaurant in town and blow all of it.
In one night?
Yep. Maybe light years.
That's a nice place to go.
That's a lot of pork buns.
You were talking about the ceviche yesterday.
Oh.
And look at your eyes roll back in the head.
I'd get $700 worth of ceviche.
That's just ridiculous.
No, it's not. I do what I want with it.
Yes, your money. It's not your money, though.
Well, let's hope that it's Joel's money in Mayfield West. Hey, Joel.
Hey, how are you?
Good, mate. How are you?
I'm really good, thank you.
Are you feeling confident?
I'm feeling very confident.
Do you want $700?
I definitely want $700.
Well, you better get this question right then, eh?
Sweet as.
All right. Sweet as.
You know what, Joel? You know what I like about you? You're all business.
I'm all business. Yeah, that's it.
Good. Okay. That's what we like.
You love that.
All right. Don't let this five-second timer get in your head, Joel. You're ready for your question.
I'm ready.
Which film received a joint record of 14 nominations at the 2017 Oscars?
Oh, I've got no idea.
Have a stab.
Oh, buzzer got ya. What was it, Tyler?
It was La La Land.
Oh, I remember that.
La La Land. I would never have guessed that.
Pretty big movie. 14 nominations. Yeah, must have been good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got Gosling in it, hasn't it?
Yeah, he's hot, eh?
Yeah, he's all right.
Yeah.
Hey, not bad.
You're a big Gosling fan, as you call it.
Yeah.
Oh, Joel, I'm so sorry. That does mean, though, it does jackpot on Monday to $725. We'll be at $1,000 before we know it.
I know.
Hope not.
Well, I just want to give it away
ASAP.
Yeah,
I want some way to get it.
Tyler and Crevo on 105.3 New FM.
Now, a French sommelier from Melbourne has gone and revealed the best wines to pair with classic Aussie snacks, Crevo, and he's kind of gone viral for it. So we thought, as a very famous wine region that we're a part of here in the Hunter Valley, we thought we'd get him on to share more of his knowledge. If you haven't seen the TikTok, here's a little bit of how it went down.
I am a French sommelier, and this is how I will pair the wines with those classic Aussie snacks. Twist is, never tried it. I don't know if I will like it. Cheesy, crunchy, yes, great, delicious, and salty. The best pairing for this, rosé. Fruity, refreshing, lively, and summery.
And, of course, this very famous French sommelier, Loic, joins us on the phone now. Good morning, Loic.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Now, we appreciate your time. You sound like a very busy man chowing down on Aussie snacks. Can I ask you, out of all of those snacks that you tried in that TikTok, what was your favourite?
I think the Vegemite was one of them.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. Now, for those uninitiated, what pairs well with Vegemite?
I mean, you can do many different things, but at that time, I think champagne was the best. Why? Because of the crunchiness of that beautiful salata, but you know, you can do many different things.
And I feel like too, breakfast Vegemite is a bit of a breakfast snack. Champagne is a great breakfast beverage, so it's a match made in heaven.
Definitely.
Are you drinking champagne right now?
Every day. Every day.
Very good. Very good.
Because you're not an idiot, are you?
I mean, you can drink any bubble you want, but I think champagne is the best way to celebrate.
Anytime
being alive. Exactly. Now, what we thought we could do here is ask you about another couple of snacks and maybe if you've got some suggestions of what you could pair with it. Now,
Bring it on.
Recently, I came across this little food combination and I talked about it on the show here. Do you know what a Jats cracker is?
Jack crackers.
Jats, like the round sort of... salty ones. What I did with that is crumble it up on some ice cream and it made like a salty sweet dessert.
Yes.
What wine do you think would go well with that?
I mean, let's stay in Australia,
mm-hmm.
and let's do you know those little topic Roder Glen.
Which one?
Flatty, sweet, muscat.
Muscat.
Yeah.
That will go amazingly white because you have a bit of savouriness from the aging and the roncio character of the wines.
Oh.
At the same time, you have that lovely kind of, you know, sweet, refreshing, dry fruit that come through that just adds a little bit of freshness and fruitiness.
Good tip.
Wine with dessert.
Superb.
So good. Now, like, one of my favourite Aussie Bogan snacks would be a chicken crimpy dipped in French onion dip. What would you suggest you pair with that combination?
I mean, the savouriness for me is classic port style, you know, in the old days.
Mm-hmm.
So I would go with a slightly more oxidative sherry.
Oh, sherry.
Sherry
like
with that.
Like Manzanilla or Amontillado.
Oh,
right, slightly oxidative, but perfectly to carry that, you know, savory, yummy little chicken dish.
Oh, yum. Forget the charcuterie board. I'm getting my chicken crimpies, my French onion dip, and a sherry.
How good's that? One more to wrap things up. Are you aware of a Viennetta roll?
You're losing me now.
No, so a Viennetta roll is like a classic Aussie ice cream dessert where they sort of roll up, I think there's biscuit in there and stuff as well.
Very thin little splinters of chocolate, would you say?
Yeah, is in there. And then it's sort of wavy as well, so there's textural element to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you slice it like some sort of round log cake. What would you suggest to go with that?
All right, we go out of wines. With this, we need to have a beautiful bramble. So gin, a little bit of blackberry liquor over ice and sip it with that lovely fresh bitterness of the chocolate and refreshing acidity of the gin, a little bit of freshness from the bramble. Hallelujah.
Wow. I mean,
a hard dessert? I love that. Dessert cocktail, would you say?
Yeah. Exactly, yes.
Oh. Well, look, I think we need to get you up to the Hunter Valley so you can come and try one of some of our beautiful wines we have on show and maybe come and share a chicken crimpy and some French onion dip with us next time you're in town.
Why not? Let's do it.
Fantastic.
It's a hot date.
It sure is.
Now, I mean,
I don't know about you, but that accent, something about it, isn't it?
Does things to you, doesn't it?
Yeah, it definitely does. Would you say that you like it a lot?
I like it a lot.
I would.
The Novos.
Tyler and Crevo. New FM. Feel good Friday. I don't know about you,
but I feel good. Oh, yeah, and Cash Tracks is back today. $105 for everyone you get correct. The first one plays just after 8 o'clock.
So it pays to listen.
Sure does. After that, it could be at any random time.
Shout out to Michelle, who took out $420 yesterday.
Love to get $420. Love it. Absolutely love to have $420 in my pocket this morning.
You and me both. Up next, though, Crevo, I'm going to fill you in on an embarrassing injury that I'm currently carrying.
You're sporting an injury?
Yeah.
He looked a bit, like, off kilter.
Bit wonky?
Yeah, something a bit wonky. Mm. I can't figure out quite what it is.
I'll tell you what it is next.
Okay. As you're waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo on 105.3 New FM.
Now, Crevo, as you know, over a week ago now, you and I, we were lucky enough to be invited to the opening night of Come From Away at the Newcastle Civic Theatre.
Of course.
So lovely. But when we were there, the lady in front of me had a really high bun, so I couldn't really...
High what?
A high bun.
Okay, yep. So, I misheard that.
So I couldn't really see the stage properly, and when people would move, I'd have to, like, tilt my neck. Anyway, I found a really good spot where I could see past this woman's bun, but I had to, like, really hang my neck to one side.
Now, you were with your partner, Marcus.
I was.
And what, like, was his seat, you couldn't look past the person in front as well? Were there two tall people, or?
I don't know. I didn't think to ask him to swap. Probably should have, because I'm still nursing a kinked neck from sitting there. And it was the show went for 100 minutes. So I reckon for about 90 minutes, I sat there.
With your head on an angle.
With my head on an angle, almost resting my left ear on my left shoulder.
That's idiotic, honestly.
The right side of my neck is so sore, I can barely bend it. Every time someone asks me to turn around, I've got to turn my full body.
That is so dumb. Why did you do that?
And everyone keeps saying, what's what's going on with your...
Why are you turning around all the time?
Why have you got a bit of a tilty head? I'm like, oh, I'm so embarrassed to tell you. Actually, I was just watching the theatre at a wrong angle, pretty much.
Old tilty over here.
Yeah, old tilty neck.
Tilty neck Tyler. New name, new nickname.
So I want to know on 4967-4105, have you ever nursed an embarrassing injury? Surely I'm not the only one in Newcastle that's carrying an injury a week later and embarrassed to explain why.
I had one where I hurt my back, lower back. This was about 6 months ago or a year ago.
Yeah. Like
really, you know when you really do your back?
You're like, you can't walk
can't
properly.
Can't walk properly, can't get up, all that stuff.
Yeah.
For me, getting out of bed.
Oh, that's showing old age too, isn't it?
It's so embarrassing. Like, okay, if I lifted a heavy wardrobe or something up a flight of stairs backwards, okay, fair enough. You hurt your back. You're an idiot.
Yeah.
But just to do it from just getting out of bed, so embarrassing.
4967-4105. Share your embarrassing injuries with us and we'll hook you up with 4 tickets to Reading Cinemas in Charlestown.
Yeah, your chance at that. Best callers on air today are going for that. And you trade your story of an embarrassing injury, we hook you up with a price.
It's very, so simple.
It sure is. Compare the market.
Now, we are asking on 4967-4105 for your embarrassing injuries. I hurt myself, my neck, in fact, over a week ago now at the theatre, and I've got a bit of a tilty neck going on. And every time someone asks me, oh, what'd you do? Did you hurt yourself? I was like, I just sat in the wrong spot for an hour and a half.
Tilty neck Tyler, welcome to the show. We've had a message on Facebook from Jessica who said, I've literally just broken my kneecap. I slipped on a combination of sodden children who are playing in the rain and my new puppy's wee-wee on the tiles.
Oh no, that is a long story to explain and also very embarrassing. My mum, shout out to Donna, lost a tooth. Her front bottom tooth fell out when we were roller skating at my birthday. We went to a roller skating rink once, and this wasn't long ago. This was only like 3 or 4 years ago. Donna thought she was Xanadu and Kamigatsu and lost her front tooth.
Oh, my God. That is embarrassing. And as an adult, to lose a tooth like
How'd you lose your front tooth?
Oh, God.
Thinking I was Olivia Newton-John in Xanadu?
It didn't work out.
Not at all.
4967-4105 is the number to call. If you've got an embarrassing injury, let's go to Jenny. How are you?
Good morning, Groomers. Happy Friday.
Oh, happy Friday.
Likewise to you, sis.
Tell us, what's your embarrassing injury story?
Well, I was born pretty much with a lazy eye that turned blind, and it's my right eye.
Oh, God.
And, no, it's all good. And every time I go out and I, you know, I end up playing ball or cricket or whatever with the kids and friends.
Yeah.
They know I've got a blind eye on my right, and they bloody throw the ball at my right eye, and I don't see it coming. So I get knocked over every time.
Jenny.
And now, it still happens.
I know you've called up in the past before saying you've passed out in animal troughs and your friends and family have filmed you. I think you need to get new friends and family, Jen.
Babe, it makes my life go round. I love every single one of them.
Even when they throw balls at your head?
Even if they try throwing balls at my head, it's all good. Karma is a bitch, baby.
Yeah, you said it.
You know what? That's the perfect way to end that. Let's check your traffic.
We play music, you win money.
Yeah, that sounds decent.
It's 105.3 New FM's $10,000 Cash Tracks.
Yeah, and of course, we are about to push play on your very first Cash Track for this Feel Good Friday. And I got to tell you, Creepo, this is a song that we have never played before.
So, you don't be thinking, I'll just know it.
You won't.
Because you won't.
Also, you can't Shazam it.
Yeah, that's right.
Won't be on Shazam. This is a brand new song released today from one of our faves, Sam Fisher. It features Amy Shark as well.
They're your artist.
I'll give you the title. The title is High on You. In fact, we've got Sam Fisher on the show next to chat about this brand new song, what 2023 looks like for Sam Fisher as well. Very excited for that. And we, of course, will talk about this brand new song, which is your first Cash Track of the day. High on You, Sam Fisher and Amy Shark.
Write it down right now and listen to it with your ears. You're waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo on 105.3 New FM and having the brand new Sam Fisher / Amy Shark song on our show as your first Cash Track of the day. We thought, what better opportunity to have Sam Fisher himself on the show.
Hello.
good. How are you doing?
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us. Look, we're just so excited to have you here. A billion streams. Do you just jump on Spotify sometimes and just check how it's going?
You know, you know what? When I have a day where I write a crap song, I go to my Spotify page and I look at my numbers just to remind myself that I have written good songs in the past.
I just go online just to remind myself that I'm actually a big deal and I can do this even if I'm having a bad day. No, we think you're a big deal.
Like, there's a version of Sam Fisher out there that people think is a celebrity, and that is cool.
Yeah, totally. And Nova Kashrian think you are a big deal, and especially with this brand new song, High on You. You've teamed up with Amy Shark on this one. How did you guys link up? Are you like besties?
Oh, yeah, it's casual besties of Sharky. we sent the song, my team sent it over, and the story is that Amy told me is that her manager was playing it in his office, and Amy was in the next room, and she heard it, and she took her headphones off or something and walked over and popped her head and she said, "What the hell is this?" And he said, "Oh, Sam Fisher's just sent over a song, a song and wants you to jump on it." And Amy said, "Yeah, done."
Oh my God, so easy.
That's it. How easy is that? But it was cool.
Is there anyone else on the dream list now? Because it's that easy for you.
You know, with the right song, you can hopefully pull anyone. You know what? I have a long list. At heart, I'm just a fanboy.
Never forget, you're Sam Fisher, and you're a big deal, Sam, remember?
Thank you, mate. I need to keep you around to just remind me that I'm a big deal. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, Tyler is a gun for hire, so she's doing like deliveries and stuff. Yeah. She's got this radio thing. She's got all hustles on the go. If you need like a pump you up type person,
I reckon
for the right money, Tyler's in.
A hype gal?
Yeah, that's me.
Let's go.
Now, speaking of your shows, I hear a little birdie tells us you've got a little announcement to make.
Oh, do I?
I think so.
I mean, I'm coming home in a week, and I am putting out a song with Amy Shark, and there might be some other cheeky things happening around that.
Okay, cool. Well, so we'll keep our ear to the ground if there's some tour news around that as well. I want to go back, though, Sam. I want to ask you, because, of course, when you wrote This City, what's the difference between promoting a song during a worldwide pandemic and promoting a song now when live music is back?
I mean, you said it. Live music is back. I get to play it live. I get to be in studio. I get to actually, like, play for people who clap for me instead of my furniture that remains stock silent. Bastards.
Rude.
Yeah, I've been nominated for Song of the Year at the ARIAs twice, and I've never been able to go to the awards show, and I've lost Song of the Year twice. Once when I was, like, blind drunk in a Gucci suit that didn't fit me. And then another time when I had just woken up and I was in London, I was all alone and I lost it. That's been my reality for the biggest moments of my career. So I'm hoping that this one we get to, at least if I lose, if I get nominated, if I lose, at least hopefully it'll be in person.
Are you wearing Gucci right now? What are you wearing?
Oh, baby, is that for this conversation? I had no idea.
Yeah.
I'm in a towel.
Oh,
is that good? It's like a cheap gym towel I stole from the gym.
Oh,
so
even hotter.
Do with that what you will.
Hot and steamy. And I think we'll wrap it up there. Sam Fisher, thank you so much. Your brand new song with Amy Shark, High on You. It's a true love song. And we thank you for bringing out more new music. We can't wait to see you when you're back home. I mean, in a couple of weeks.
You guys are the best. Thank you so much for hanging.
The Novos with Tyler and Prevo.
Came and asked me how I say my name and I was like, Adele.
Adele?
Adele.
Is a cat toy for our cat?
Yes, it is.
And got naked and posted pictures of my...
What's the goss? UFM.
Now, producer Stephen, what have you got for us?
Exciting news for fans of these guys.
One more time.
Yeah, big news for Daft Punk. They're re-releasing, well, they're giving the 10th anniversary edition of their final album, which they released called Random Access Memories. So,
I thought you were going to say they're coming back.
Well, nothing confirmed yet, but obviously this album was massive, won five Grammys in 2014, was huge while I was in school, and like you guys alluded to there, the band unfortunately split in 2021, about 2 years ago today, actually, I think. It'd be close to the date. But this new 10th anniversary edition of Random Access Memories, it is reported 9 new tracks on their 35 minutes of unreleased music.
That's big. That's like a full album.
They have to tour that.
Well, you think so, right?
You can't not.
I've been sold this dream before, though. Do you guys remember in the height of the COVID pandemic, it was Powderfinger released that best of album, all their unreleased tracks.
I remember being drunk at home when they did like the TV special. It was the best day of my life.
I thought Powderfinger were back.
I love Powderfinger.
I cried when they broke up. I cried when Powderfinger broke up. So I thought they'd come back. We've been sold this dream before. But, I mean, worst case scenario, we get 9 new songs. So
that is true. And there could be a banger in and amongst it.
Oh, there will be. Out of 9, I reckon 8 of them will be. Even, heck, 100% of them will be bangers. But also, it is career suicide to release music and not tour the new music, Daft Punk. Listen up.
Here's the thing, though, Tyler.
What?
They're already well rich. They don't need your stinking tour money.
Yeah, but that's just the rule, Crevo. When you release new music, we just spoke to Sam Fisher. He's released a new song, and look at he's coming home to do a tour.
I know
that,
but he's at the start of his career. They're like 50-year-old French blokes. They're done.
I feel like even at the height of their career, did Daft Punk tour that much?
No, but they would always show up at secret shows.
That's right. They loved a secret show.
They did a few mix-up tents, Splendor. Yeah. Cameos as well, but also too, when you say, oh, they're at the beginning of their career, they've got a tour. Look at Whispering Jack, for God's sake. He's retired and come back out of retirement 50 times. Who's to say Daft Punk can't do the same?
Because they're all secretive with their robot helmets. It's just their vibe not
you know
to come
what?
Back.
They could pay someone to show up, wear a helmet,
on a set.
Play a DJ set, make more money, and they could never even grace the stage ever again. We'll never know.
There's money in that.
I'd be sucked in. You know what? I'll do it.
Yeah, I'll apply for the job. Absolutely. I'll do it.
Stephen, if you've got contacts, ring him. Tell him. We'll do it.
I'll work it up behind the scenes.
We're up for the job.
You both can wear a helmet each.
I reckon I can wear a helmet and do a little, like, a little jig.
Jig?
I'm all
the
over it.
The fact that you said jig instantly disqualifies you from the job.
Just like Daft Punk, they're coming back.
The fact that you're saying you're cool also disqualifies you from the job.
One part Daft, Stephen is the other part punk.
Okay, excellent.
Love it.
We've got it sorted. Damn.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Tyler and Crevo.
New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
Now, Crevo, I've got something to show you.
Yeah.
I showed you earlier in the show, but I just want to remind you.
Your, like, off-green Crocs. They look like, you know what they look like? You nicked the green bin lid and melted them down into a Croc.
No, they're nicer green than that.
A little bit lighter. You mixed it with a bit of white plastic.
Celery is what it's called. Little platform on the heel.
Why are they so tall? Are you raising up the Croc even higher?
Yeah, I need to. Absurd. I'm a shorty.
Ridiculous
now, if you would
shoes.
Like to go and see my brand new purchase of Crocs on our Instagram story at @thenovos_, you can vote if it's hot or not. And let me tell you, everyone around this town got no fashion sense whatsoever because 67%.
Says the lady in Crocs.
67% of votes are saying they're not hot.
Well, that's pushing 70%. That's most people.
I'm telling you, I'm a trendsetter. Give it another 6 months, everyone will be rocking the platform Crocs.
Saying you're a trendsetter wearing Crocs would have been good in 2001. But that was over 20 years ago.
I'm confidently saying I am a trendsetter. These will be... They already are fashion.
Tyler Hunt, they're not. You should listen to the people of Newcastle. They're clearly trying to tell you something.
So true. Thanks, Jess.
I couldn't leave it alone.
And you know what? Jess is a journalist, so she only tells the truth.
Yeah, people trust me. Trust my opinion.
And is trustworthy.
I don't trust your fashion sense. Between the two of you, if there is one thing that is a fact, I'm the biggest fashionista out of all three of you.
Fashionista. Okay.
We've all seen the Crocs. Have we all seen the matching green tracky jumpsuit situation?
Oh, yeah. I look like I'm straight out of Orange is the New Black in that.
You'd look a like bit. A celery stick, mate. Wear those two together.
I will. Oh, my God. You've given me an idea. I'm rocking up in all green on Monday. You bet your bottom dollar.
Look with your own eyes at the Novos _ and you decide for yourself, because they are ridiculous.
They're so hot.
Anyway, a different debate up next. One that is dividing this room like nothing else. Anyway, you'll find out about it in minutes. New FM. A little debate dividing the team, actually.
I don't even know how this came up, but I think this is the dumbest thing you've ever said.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Okay, so this is the debate. And feel free to join the show, 4967-4105. Is it pronounced the correct way, H? Or, as you say it, how do you say it?
H. The letter H.
There's no, you don't say H, it's H.
No one says H. I don't think any child at any school is ever taught in Australia to say H.
That H is the correct way.
It's now, not.
This is the debate that's happening, right? And we want your input. 4967-4105. How does Newcastle say it? What's the right way? I'm saying it's H. Now, according to my research...
I'm doing some live researching right now as well.
Which seems rushed.
No.
Right.
It's quite simple.
H is the correct way from Britain, which is where our English comes from.
Are we
not
in
from
Britain
America.
Right now, peckerhead?
We don't take it from America, though, do we?
No, but you don't say it H. You know what? H is the name of a British rapper. He ain't from here.
No.
And if he was, he'd be named H.
No, he wouldn't. It's H.
This is the dumbest thing you've ever said.
No,
mate.
It isn't.
It is.
Because...
I can't even believe I'm having this argument with you in broad daylight.
You're so sure you're right, though.
It's H.
I'm so sure I'm right.
You're
we
wrong.
We need Newcastle to decide. 4967-4105. Is it H or
no,
is it H?
It's H.
Are you Team Tyler saying... incorrectly, H, or are you Team Crevo saying H?
That is, it's, you're saying it the dumbest way ever.
Just because you say it's the dumbest way doesn't mean that
how
you're
how do you
right.
say hungry?
Hungry.
Huh. Not angry.
That's not the same thing.
You say the huh.
That's a ridiculous argument.
No,
and
it's
wrong.
Happy? Huh.
Anyway, we'll settle this debate in a few minutes with a couple Jesus. Of callers on air. So you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo on 105.3 New FM. Time to settle a very serious debate. Is it H, the correct one, or as you say it?
You say it because it's the right way.
The dirty way. H. Wrong.
It's H.
Now, you tried to convince me, right, that this was your argument. Oh, how do you say holiday? You say holiday with a, as you say it, H. Well, that's wrong. That's ridiculous. Hang on. Right? That's the difference, as Janine on Instagram has pointed out, between the letter name and the phonetic sound. Now, what that means is, how would you pronounce xylophone?
Xylophone.
What's the first letter of xylophone?
X.
You don't say X xylophone, do you?
Maybe.
No, you don't.
Maybe. You don't know.
Say it then. Go on.
Any child learning the alphabet understands that it is A for apple, B for bat, H for happy.
No, it's H for happy.
It's not your own.
It's different. How would you say photo? Pahoto?
That's PH. That's just using two letters to make a completely different sound altogether. It's different to one letter.
Is it though?
Yes.
Say xylophone.
Xylophone.
Okay, you've just proven
it's
my point.
It's the same thing
no,
with
it
the
isn't.
XY.
Anyway, let's let the callers decide.
We've got Michelle up first in Newcastle. Hey, Michelle.
Hello.
Now tell us, what are your thoughts on this?
It's H as in our. So it's an A with a ch.
Yeah, H, correct.
H.
Whatever.
Absolutely right. Well done. Thank you very much. One for Team Crevo.
I just don't even have the energy to argue this complete and utter BS.
Should we wrap it up there?
No.
Okay, let's go to another call.
We'll go to Jasmine in Charlestown up next. Hey, Jasmine.
Hi.
Now tell us, what are your thoughts on this?
I'm guessing it's a H.
You think it's a H?
Yeah.
So, okay, that's one for one. Mm. I mean, one apiece. My bad.
Yeah, okay.
Let's wrap this up with Hayley in Mayfield West. Hey, Hayley.
Hello.
Now tell us, what do you think it is?
Well, I love English and my name starts with H.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's H.
Yeah, you're a smart girl, aren't you, Hayley?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get straight A's at school all of the time.
I do.
See?
Even in English?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Hayley has decided to wrap the conversation up. She's wrapping me up. Fair enough.
The kids are, I mean, do you remember anything that you learnt at school? The kids have got all of this brand new knowledge fresh in their minds.
Brand new knowledge.
It's fresh in their minds for a reason, and they know better.
I'm sticking to my guns.
Well,
100%.
Now, who's the big fat loser here?
Well, it is 2-1.
Yep, so that means big fat loser.
Okay, fair enough.
Starts with H.
Doesn't. I will not be changing my mind. But continue the conversation on Instagram because I feel like it's not enough information.
Parents know that if their children pick their noses, neglect their teeth, say H instead of H, they will never make it in the world. It's as simple as that. H may be logical to some, but never socially acceptable.
That's what you think.
No, that's a fact.
Oh, it is. No, it isn't.
It is.
Anyway, we're all agree to disagree on this one forever,
actually,
I think.
Actually, Newcastle agrees that you are incorrect. That's where we settled on that, mate.
No, we didn't.
We did.
Okay. Listen to this. We agree to disagree. That's fine.
We're not agreeing to disagree. You're wrong. Newcastle said so, mate.
Have a great weekend, everyone. $10,000 cash tracks. Let's not forget about that. That's something we can agree on.
Oh, how do you pronounce that?
What? Cash?
You say
cash
it wrong. Tracks. Yeah, it's wrong. Everything you say is wrong.
Okay. if you want some free money, of course, be listening out for them.
They
every
could
single one.
Pop up at any time.
$105 each.
We're just paying you to listen to the radio.
I know. It's very, very simple, that is. Make sure you call up later in the day with Joel as well.
Yep.
And title and artist on all of them. Money's yours. Simple as that.
It's so easy.
Have a great weekend, everyone.
And don't be like Kribo and say H.
Okay. It's up to you.
See ya.
Live your own life. See ya.
I've been listening to your show on the radio.
You've been listening to Tyler and Kribo, the Novos.
Would you like some more?
Head over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au to get more now.